Be'ezus Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam Sittas Tainius, the Laws of Public Fast, in the Sefer Zman Book of Designated Times, which we continue in this parak regarding discussing what are the communal challenges that would require a fast to have a tainius because of that. Rambam Gens Halacha Alf regarding first opening up the idea. Elohin Atzareh Shal Tzibah, these are the travails, the difficulties of the community of the Tzibah Shemis Anan Umasrin Malim, that we have to fast and we have to blow the trumpets for. Ahatzaras Soni Yisrael Yisrael, on the oppression of the enemies of the Jewish people on the Jewish people. Valacher regarding the sword. Valadev on the plague. Valchayro regarding wild animals. Valarba Valachosel regarding different types of locusts. Valashadufan on regarding the blight, which is when the crop starts turning brown. Valirokin, which is when it starts turning yellow. Valapoilis regarding collapsed buildings. Valchalon regarding illnesses. Valmazainis epidemic. Valmazainis regarding food. Valamata regarding rain. Halacha base. Call ir shish b'tzar mikol elu. Any city that has one of these difficulties, oyseir misanu misras, that city fasts and blows the trumpet and shatay b'tzar until the difficulty passes. B'chos b'vaseh and all the environs, the areas around it misanu stay fast, but they don't blow the trumpet. Avmavakch malei merachim, but they beseech mercy on them. B'chol malkum, now in all places, ain't soikim b'loy masrim b'shabbos. We don't scream and we don't blow the trumpets on Shabbos. K'mesh man, like where he said this in the first parak halacha above. Chutz mitzaras amazonis, except by the difficulty of food. Shatzolik malei afal b'shabbos, we scream regarding it even on Shabbos. Aval im masrim malei b'chatzoyitz b'shabbos, but we don't blow the trumpets regarding it as a way of supplication on Shabbos. Halacha gimel. So explaining in detail these different elements that would require the community to fast. First one is Al Hatzaras Soni Yisrael Yisrael. We mentioned regarding the oppression of the enemy, the Jewish people, to Jewish people. So, Ketzad, how so? What is that? What qualifies? So, Goyim Shabo Larach Mochamah Im Yisrael. If Gentiles come to wage war with the Jewish people, Oy Litl Memas, or to take taxes from them, Oy Likachim Yodim Oyretz, or to take their land away from them, Oy Likzalim Gzer, to make a decree on them. Afilu Bitzakal, even by a very small, light mitzvah, Had Eil Mas'anun, Masrim, they fast and they blow the trumpets, at Shiruchamu, until that they're shown mercy. And all the cities around them, Misam, they fast, but they don't blow the trumpets. Unless they're blowing to gather to help them out and come activate them, then that would be to blow the bugle. But besides that, they don't blow on Shabbos. Halacha Dalet. Regarding the next item, we said, Alacherev, Ketzad. What's the case of regarding the sword? So, Afilu Cherev Shal Shalom, even a sword of peace, Kagoyim, what does that mean? Sha'orcha Melchama Goyim Im Goyim, when one nation is fighting with another, a Gentile nation, Va'avar B'Mekam Yisrael, they're just passing by the place where the Jews are. Ava Pish'im B'Neim B'Neim Yisrael Melchama, although they don't have between them and the Jewish people a war. Hadez Yitzar, there's still a difficulty. Ubisan Malay, and you have to fast regarding that, like it says in the Pasim, and the sword should not pass by in your land. Mechlal, the inference is, Shari is Muhammad, just seeing war is sorry as a difficulty. And we know many times the Jewish people were killed just even when opposite enemies were passing through where the Jews lived. Halacha hey, Baladever. Next item we said was regarding the plague. So, is the devil, what's considered as a plague? So, ir, Shayish Bechamish Meis Ragli. If you have a city that has, let's say, 500 people. And three people died b'shleishem in 3 days zeachazeh consecutively. How is it that that's considered as a plague? Yotz b'yemechad, if that happened in 1 day, oy barbayim, or the other extreme, not in 3 days, but rather in 4 days, ain't it that, but that's not considered a plague. Now, but elef, if there were 1,000 people, b'yotz b'yemechad, and 6 people died b'shleishem zeachazeh 3 consecutive days, deva, that's a plague. But yotz b'yemechad, but it happened in 1 day or in 4 days, ain't it that, that would not be considered a plague either, because it's way too much or way too little. It's always according to these calculations of the ratios that we describe. Now, we're not going to include women or children. Excuse me. Or b'ketam or children, v'azakenim or elders, that they're not working. Any one of these three types are not bechlal minyan anshe medina l'mazeh, not considered in the category, the number of the people of the country regarding this halacha, because these three categories are naturally weak and they're more vulnerable to get sick, and therefore we don't count them as to be able to qualify it as a plague. Halacha above, hayideva be'eretz Yisrael. If there was a plague in Eretz Yisrael, misanim shor golius Yisrael leim. So the other Jews in the diaspora fast for Eretz Yisrael too. Now hayideva be'medina. If there was a plague in some country in Chutz La'aretz, And the reason why we fast in, if Eretz Yisrael, because if the primary, which Eretz Yisrael, gets hurt, so then the maidservant, so to speak, Chutzlarts, all the more so has to be worried. Now, Hayadev Medina, if there was a plague in one country in Chutzlarts, Veshiyor's Holchas Abois Medina Medina Acheres, and then there's caravans that come and go between that and another country, so Shtei Mesanis both have to fast, Avabishan Rechigazum, although they're far from one from each other, but since there's travel between the two of them, they also have to fast. Halacha Zayin, regarding the next category. So, Amos on the Chayira, which was the next category, we're not going to fast for a terrible wild animal. El Bazmachi Mushalachas, only when it was sent from Shemayim, which is not a natural thing. Kitzahaso. So nearest to Be'ir Bayim. The animal is seen in the city during the daytime. Hadiz Mushalachas, that's sent by Hashem because it's not normal for an animal to come walking down the street. If it's seen in the field during the daytime, so it depends. If it saw two people and it didn't run away from them, it's sent because generally two people, the animal runs away. Now, if it's a field near a swamp, where that's where the animals hang out, and it saw two people and ran after the people, which is not normal, that's considered sent from heaven. Again, that we would fast for that. Now, if it didn't run after them, then any mishlach is not sent because it's right there near its swamp. It could stay there even with two people. Now, if it was in the swamp itself, then even if it chased after the people, it's not a proof that it was sent from heaven. Only if it mauled both of them, killed both of them, and only ate one of them, and for sure, if it didn't eat even one of them, that's a mishalachas, because that's not natural for the animal to kill a human. But if it ate both of them in the swamp, in the mishlach, it's not considered a scent, because that's its place. It killed the people because of its hunger. It's not because it was sent from Shemayim, and that would not require tainus. Halacha ches. Batim habanuyim bamidbaris. Homes that are built in the desert, ubarasas hanashamas, or in the desolate lands. Since they're living out in the wild where the wild animals are, im oslagag, if the wild animal goes up to the roof, but not latinic marisa, and takes the baby from the cradle, it is a mashalachas, it's still going to be consent. That's going to be considered sent from Shemayim because that's also not normal. But if it's not that extreme, ein mashalachas, not sent from Shemayim, she'el b'nei adam, because these people, him shesiknu b'atzmam, they put themselves their own lives in danger. Uvol l'malka machayis, they came to the where the wild animals are. What do you expect? You're going into the forest, and of course the animals are going to do things that the animals do. But in the city, that's more possible for being considered as mushalachas. Look at this. Sharmini remes ha'adet v'remes ha'oif. All other types of crawling creatures from the ground, or those that fly. Shashulcha that they were sent. V'ziku. And they damage. For example, Shiluch nechosh makrabim, when the snakes and scorpions are coming. They don't have to say when it's like these types of bees that bite and they harm, viatushin and mosquitoes, similar things. So that's not going to be a reason to fast or to blow the trumpet, because they're not killing, it's only harming, like we said, hiziku, and that's normal. But they scream out without blowing the trumpet. Loch Yud continues with the next category, ala arba v'ala chasal, like we described, which are types of locusts. A filling nida mehem, even if you didn't see from them, elo konef echad b'chol Eretz Yisrael, like one wing, meaning one locust in the whole Eretz Yisrael, misanin u'masrim aleim, you're going to fast, and you're going to blow the trumpets regarding them, because they multiply very quickly and they spread throughout. So even one is already a reason for caution. Now, v'al ha'goivai, which is a type of locust that really puts the crop in danger, but kosher, even the minute amount. Aval al chagav, regarding the chagav, we're talking about locusts that is not so dangerous for the crop. You don't fast regarding it, you don't blow the trumpets. We just scream out regarding that it shouldn't harm the produce. Aloch yidav, regarding the next category, al shidafim al yirakin, regarding the wind blast where it's going to ruin the crops, whether because it yellows or turns brown. So b'shiyaschav etfu, when it starts in the grain. Once it starts, then we fast. Even if it only started from a small place, which is a way of describing like what the fullness of the opening of an oven, which is small of a space that opens the opening of the oven. That amount of grain has already been impacted by the shadaf and yirakin. Gozen lov tain is ready to create a fast, umasrim, and we blow the trumpets. Next category, alamapoilis kesa. What's the category of collapsed buildings? So Haresh Rav Sabir, if there is an increase in the city of Mapilis Kesel and Brim, that there is healthy, these robust walls that are just collapsing. She'in Moin Mitzad Anor, and it's not on the side of the rivers where you could say the water erosion can make it collapse. Sari Zatar, that's a difficulty. Mitzad Masrim Aleh, and therefore we fast and we blow the trumpets regarding such a situation. And Mechein El Arash, so regarding earthquakes, Valaruches, regarding winds, She'in Mapil Masabinim Hargan, that they cause the buildings to collapse and kill people. Mitzad Masrim Aleh, we fast and we blow the trumpets regarding that. Regarding the next category, al-chalim ketzad, what's regarding illness, regarding epidemic, what would require a fast? If there was one illness that was affecting many men in that city, could go in, for example, askara, which is a type of illness that causes strangulation in the throat, oicharchor, which is a type of illness that a dangerous fever. Okay, it's been similar types of things. And that would cause them to die from that illness. That's a difficulty of the community, because they decree a fast and they blow the trumpets. So to the moist itch, which is the boils that erupt on a person's body. And if it spreads throughout most of the community, we fast and we blow the trumpets regarding that. But a dry itch, that type of a skin infection, we just scream regarding it. It's not as harmful and dangerous as the moist type. Regarding the next category, what's this that regarding food, we declare a fast? So harisha huzlu devar mishal schayra, if the items of the business merchandise went down, deflated, that most of the livelihood of the people of that city depends on that item that they make parnasa from. For example, let's say clay pishnim bubble. And bubble, the main item of export was linen garments. Or the wine and oil in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore that decreased business until the merchant has to sell shava, something that's really worth 10. Beshisha worth 6. It's only worth 60% of its value. And then, only then could he find the buyer. That's a challenge for the community. And they blow the trumpets regarding it, and they scream on it, even like we said on Shabbos, which is one exception regarding Mezainis. What's the category that we declare a fast for the rain? If, let's say, there was so much rain, until it's making it difficult for them, so they pray regarding the rain, because there's no greater challenge than this, because that too much rain is going to cause the houses to collapse. Comes out, their homes are their graves. Now, Eretz Yisrael, however, in the land of Israel, we don't daven because there's too much rain, because it's a land of mountains. So first of all, the mountains, so the rain goes down and doesn't stay where their house is, not in like a valley. Also, their homes are built with stone. And the abundance of rain is good for Eretz Yisrael, because it relies on rain. And therefore, we don't fast to get rid of something that's good. Now, grain that sprouted, and then the rain stops. So what started sprouting is starting to dry up. It's shriveling up. It's not fully growing. So then they fast and they scream until the rain comes down, or until the sprouts totally dry up, where then the rain's not going to be effective anymore, and therefore it's a prayer in vain. And if it came time for Pesach, meaning the spring season or close near it, that's the time when the trees start blossoming over there. The rain didn't come down. So they fast and they scream until appropriate rains for the trees come down. Or until the time passes where, again, then it's not relevant anymore. So too, if the time of the fall in the Yom Tov Sukkos came, and it didn't come a lot of rain, which is to fill up the pits and the caves and all the different cisterns, and they need the water. So they fast until the rain that's fit for the boyers, for the pits, come down. Which is different, like we said, there's rain for the trees in the spring and then there's rain for the pits in the fall. Now, if they don't have water to drink, then they fast regarding the rain at all times, that they don't have water to drink, but even in the summer months, they would declare fast. If the rain stopped, between one rain and the other rain, a period of Arbaram Yom for 40 days, in the winter months, when it's supposed to rain, that's considered a drought, and they fast and they scream at Shaydik Shom until the rain comes down. Until the time of rain passes, again, then it would be 12 Shav, then it would be irrelevant to Dhamma that anymore.